See, when Abraham went to sacrifice Isaac on the mountain, and the Lord stopped him and said, don't sacrifice Isaac. But there was a lamb in the thicket. God said, I'm Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides. He introduced himself. He couldn't tell you everything about himself at once. You drowned. So I could drown you in Cumbies. It wouldn't take long before. You know, Wayne is a historian, and he loves that. I can't remember to save your life. And I have to say, now who is he? The truth is, I'm just being a nice and thoughtful wife. I really don't care who he was. But we're not under contract where it's all about me and my gain. We're under a covenant. 1966, we came into a covenant relationship where our relationship is blended, and Wayne and Becky Cumbie no longer had two names, but one name. Now, a lot of countries, you can take either name you want, the husbands or the wife. You can do that in Russia. We know some, and I thought, that's peculiar. And then I was informed that culture, you can legally, you can pick whatever last name you want. You know, you like mine, I like yours, you know, so that's what they do. So I became Becky Cumbie, and I've been Becky Cumbie 54 years, I think it is. We became one. And this is what God is doing in the covenant relationship. He's bringing Abraham and he together as one. He's passing this covenant on, which had always passed on, to the family. And then he's drawing the nation of Israel into this covenant. So through the nation, you know what was the nation's part of the covenant? It was, according to the book of Romans, to preserve God's message. They couldn't do much else. They couldn't give themselves the land. Well, chapter 6. Look at verse 4. I've established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan. That's the first thing he said. He said, I am the Lord. And then in the next verse, the verse 3 we should have read, I appeared unto Abraham, Isaac, Jacob by the name God Almighty. That's El Shaddai. We read that. But by the name of Jehovah was not known to them. Then he said, I've established my covenant to give them the land of Canaan. And then you go down to verse 6. Wherefore say I unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will rid you of their bondage. I will redeem you. In other words, he's going to deliver. He said, I'm going to bring you to a land and I'm going to deliver you from Egypt. That was part of what he stated in the covenant. Now, he is El Shaddai. He's God Almighty. He's Lord. He's Jehovah. He's self-existent. And what he's telling them is what I'm going to do for you today. What is on my agenda, my strategy for now. Now, and then he said, look at this. I'll take you to me for a people. That's covenant language. I'm going to take you to me for a people. I'm going to bind my heart to yours, and you bind your heart to me, and we'll become the nation of God. Now, that's why when you read the Old Testament, it's always said the God of who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because successively they came into this covenant that Abraham came into with God. And then Israel came into the covenant. And then he said, verse 7, I'll take you to me for people. I will be to you a God. I'm going to be God to you. Now, you know, if somebody came along and somebody had millions and millions and billions of dollars and said, you know what, I'm going to be to you, I'm going to be your benefactor. That means you want a new car, you want a new house, you want 3 dogs, heaven help us. Because I'm going to be this to you. God said, I'm going to be God. I am going to be God to you. That means anything and everything I can do, that's what I'm going to do for you. You see that? And we're going to be bound together. Now this binding together, y'all are looking at me like I'm writing this, but I didn't write it. Let me show you the binding together that you're very, very familiar with. When Jesus comes into the world, the covenant that was Abraham's and then Isaac's and Jacob's because they were his seed, and then the nation of Israel embraced that covenant and God said, I'll be God to Israel. Now comes the entire world, for God so loved the world through Jesus' sacrifice. See, for, through the blood of animals, it was successive in generations and in the nation of Israel to preserve the word of God, to preserve the ways of God. But now with Jesus, that covenant comes to the entire world if they'll believe. Now, what is it you're bringing to the covenant? Because covenant is two people coming together, supplying what one person cannot do. Well, we know what you couldn't do. You couldn't save yourself. You couldn't redeem yourself. You can't heal yourself. So what was it you're bringing to the covenant? Go ye into all the world.